Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, first broadcast on Sunday the 4th of February. Your reader on VK7WI this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. On Sunday, this broadcast originates on repeaters all over VK7 and is relayed on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, and this week for the VK7 News only. On 3670 Peter, VK7 TPE. On 7140 Ross, VK7 ALH. On 14130 Gary, VK7 JGD. On 28525 Dale, VK7 DG. On UHFCB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, Mark, VK7 FMAC. And on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton, VK7 ZC. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT in southern VK7. RAOTC News, monthly broadcast, February 2024. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 5th of February at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The first item is an announcement that the OTN newsletter is available free of charge for the sight impaired as an audio disc. Each edition is read and recorded by Ian, VK3 Juliet Sierra. A complete set of OTN is also available in original text form on disc. These can both be obtained via contact details on the RAOTC website. Making the Connection. This is the name of a history about how the map of the London Underground came to be made in its current format, with stations evenly spaced. Prior to 1933, the rail map was in geographic format, showing stations near the centre crowded together and lines following the actual route. This made the map very difficult to read. The schematic map was the invention of Harry Beck. His map was first distributed in 1933 and has since been adopted worldwide. The series continues on history of the transistor. Some of the early problems in its development are investigated, including development of the point contact transistor. Discovery of minority carrier injection made transistors a reality. The date, again, is February the 5th. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to these broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. And that's 73s from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's FGGT, KT, EV, ZAB and ZIR, all sharing over 30 photos. Again, there was a lot of noise on the link in the south to north direction. The theme was home radio shacks. A very impressive arc of receivers and transceivers. A simple vintage transceiver setup. A computer-driven cat-controlled shack-in-a-box. A VHF/UHF setup supervised by a cat. A clock warning of beware of the ham radio operator. Another clock that explains the cow jumped over the moon. One of the internal space station's SSTV images sent last December for the 40-year celebration of the positive impact of amateur radio on human spaceflight. Also, a plethora of articulated trucks, cars, birds, and cartoon animal characters. Remember Ken, VK7KRJ's, and Steve's, VK7OO's, fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both south and north Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. An idea for a theme for next week's net is time, and that's 73 Sorondre, VK7ZAB. Contest news, Ross Hole Memorial VHF UHF contest. This contest ran for the month of January, and don't forget that you can even use your summer VHF and above field day log for this contest. For the benefit of VK7 Whiskey November, logs are due by the 14th of February, 23:59 hours UTC. Logs can be emailed as an attachment to rosshull at wia.org.au. And that's 73 from the VK7 news team. News from the north, SOTA and the WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC as it's known. This week's club technical night was started off by Peter, VK7 Kilo Papa Charlie. He had recently received a commercially made HF amplifier that he purchased from eBay. It did not sport a manufacturer's name, but the model was OGS50W, suitable for 3 to 21 megs and most likely 50 watts output. The external extruded die-cast case and overall finish was that of a very neat unit. It comes with its own plastic transport case that is clip-fastened on all sides and would be at least shower-rated for water resistance. This was a nice addition to be included with the purchase. The design is based around a pair of IRF530N channel power MOSFETs for the output devices. It certainly isn't a complex design, but probably a good building block with suitable output filtering added. Even with the lid off, your first glance was of a nice printed circuit board. However, once your eyes start to wander around the board, taking in the construction, that's where the illusion is shattered. I fully understand that we all have to learn to solder sometime in our life, but this is commercial equipment and they really shouldn't have used a 120-watt Burco iron to flick solder into the circuit board from across the room to make the joints. Peter came prepared with a series of close-up photographs for those of us with less than perfect vision. The soldering, to say the least, was interesting. Thank you for bringing it in before you started the clean-up. All you need now, Peter, is time, desolder wick, flux and solder to redo every single joint to make it usable. Hindsight is a wonderful thing. Maybe we should have been warned when it was noted that even the name had a missing letter. There was no R in amplifier. Peter also had a handful of small directional couplers from satellite systems for our perusal, some of which have been taken by Tony, VK7ZTT, and Lionel, VK7ZLB. They are taking them home for a bit of test and measurement to ascertain some of the device's characteristics. We will be interested in the results. Peter also brought in to our attention that during his regular checks of Whisper, and particularly the 10-metre band, he had become intrigued by one particular call sign, initially emanating from south of Western Australia and slowly changing its grid square location over the last few weeks. Evidently, it was a research vessel that had been working around Antarctica and was heading to Hobart before continuing on. For those using FT8 and Whisper, you may know or even have worked the Antarctic Research Station with the call sign Delta Papa Zero, Papa Oscar Lima. The equipment operated by Andreas, Delta Lima 3, Lima Romeo Mike, who was on board the German research icebreaker RV Polar Stern, which docked in Hobart on Wednesday. The ship regularly visits the Antarctic, and this trip left Cape Town on the 25th of November last year. A link to the ship and expeditions can be found in the text version. Antarctica 2023-24 AWI Polar Stern Expedition. The website is well worth the visit, and the daily log is not limited to research postings. They even covered the open-heart surgery that had to be performed. Granted, it was on one of their four diesel engines to replace a faulty head gasket, but it was accomplished with the ship riding 3-metre swells. If you are near the Hobart area and you're lucky enough to see the ship in the flesh, hopefully they will be able to collect their fresh green salad, as stated in their blog, while in Hobart. She's on Macquarie Wharf 4, and it's clearly visible from our home in Belrive. That's from me, that is. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. For those present at the club rooms, Lionel, VK7ZLB, gave us a mini presentation on his recent summer VHF-UHF field day escapades, including photos. He took us through his temporary portable setup that he established on the northern side of Mount Arthur. He used a small non-guide mast that would have been suitable for balcony mounting to attach his antennas. On this was mounted his array of Yagi antennas for the 6-metre, 2-metre, 70-centimetre and 23-centimetre amateur bands. The 6-metre Yagi was connected to his IC7300 and the remaining 3 Yagis connected to the IC9700. Lionel remotely located his 23-centimetre preamplifier and power amplifier directly below the 23-centimetre Yagi to minimise signal loss. A rechargeable battery bank and solar panels completed the setup, as well as some creature comforts from home. Lionel's location was very close to the site of the original PMG/Telecom tower that was the Tasmanian end of the Victorian mainland radio link, so he was at least pointing in the right direction for some contacts. He had a very busy weekend. Apart from local contacts, Lionel had success working club groups VK3 Echo Romeo Portable at Wombat State Forest and VK3 Kilo Quebec Portable at Field Day Hill, both approximately 495 kilometres by grid square path, as well as club group VK3 India Portable at West Ararat, approximately 590 kilometres. There will be some interesting results when all the log sheets are processed. Lionel finished off the evening with a discussion on losses within coaxial cables, covering foam and solid insulators, and the advantage of remotely mounting the preamplifier and power amplifiers close to your 23-centimetre Yagi antenna. We'll leave the remainder of the technical night, including Trevor's baking dish, Peter's weather satellite testing, and Ross's Hello Sailor, till next week's broadcast. Errata on news item. Before we go, I must make a QRP correction. Unfortunately, it's not the correction that's small. Half a statement this scribe made last broadcast was wrong. Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, did indeed make a QRP contact earlier, but it was with Jordan, VK3 Alpha Charlie Uniform, and not Kieran, VK3 Bravo Tango Victor. Sorry, fellows, but at least the QRP contact was successfully made on 80 metres CW, both only running 100 milliwatts transmit power. The contact was still made between their home states. Well done, fellows. As always, but this time, if you have a strong stomach and wish to see how not to solder, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet sessions. Every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3580 megs from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and a TechNet on 3567 megahertz from 7:30 p.m. until about 8:30. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There's endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, available for a donation. Annual General Meeting and General Meeting. Wednesday, the 14th of February, at the NTARC club rooms, Rochelle, Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle, commencing at 19:30 hours. The Clubroom Technical Night Session, the next session, will be on Wednesday the 28th of February and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m, running through until about 10 p.m. at the Clubrooms in Archer Street, Rochalie. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the Secretary at the following address. news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. That's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. And now news from the south and repeater update. VK7RCR 438.525DMR repeater is no longer being hosted at Clayton's VK7ZCR's Lenner Valley QTH. He has reconfigured his VK7RCR 146.96125 negative offset 1.6 megs repeater to now serve on the VKDMR network and a D-Star reflector 091 Charlie. So for those who have a GD77 programmed with this repeater, you will need to update the time slots for the talk groups available. More details on the time slot can be found on the DMR website. The Motorola DR3000 that was at Clayton's is now being used on VK7RAK on 438.700 with a negative 5 meg offset at Danny VK7HDM's Gagebook QTH. And that's 73 from Scott, VK7 Hotel Sierra Echo. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, or REAST, February presentation night, TAS Surf Lifesaving Radio Network. This Wednesday night, Greg Bird from the Surf Lifesaving Tasmania has agreed to give us a presentation on the Surf Lifesaving Tasmania Radio Network. This should be a fascinating presentation about the extensive statewide radio network used by surf lifesavers in Tasmania. It'll be held on Wednesday night, the 7th of February, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms, and it'll also go out on DVB/T, RF, and via the REAST YouTube channel streaming service. See you there, says with 73 from the REAST committee. REAST AGM and SGM, Annual General and Special General Meetings, will be held in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms on the 18th of February from 1 p.m. and will be preceded by a free sausage sizzle from 12 noon. Emails are currently being sent to all members with details of the meetings. If you do not receive an email, then please contact the Secretary on secretary@reist.asn.au. Nomination forms for all committee positions are available and are due back with the Secretary by the 8th of February 2024. And that's 73 from the REAST committee. March presentation, Space Junk and Amateur Radio. REAST's March presentation night will be a fascinating presentation from Mars Butterfield Addison, who is a PhD candidate with UTAS and CSIRO. Mars' specialty is tracking space junk, and Tasmania has a special role in this endeavour, and amateur radio can play a part in this too. It'll be held on Wednesday night, the 6th of March, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms, and it'll also go out on DVB/T, RF, and via the REAST YouTube channel streaming service. This should be a great night. See you there. 73's from the REAST committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with some history of the Cambridge Instrument Company, which existed between 1881 and 1988. Founded in 1881 as the Cambridge Scientific Instrument Company by Horace Darwin, who lived between 1851 and 1928, and he was Charles Darwin's ninth and youngest son. The company supplied laboratories at Cambridge University. There were a number of company sales, resulting in the latter merging with the Swedish firm ASEA in 1988 to form ABB Group. Many ex-company employees of the Cambridge Instrument Company either founded other well-known companies or gained important positions in them. William T. Pye, who had joined as foreman in 1880, left in 1898 to form the W.G. Pye Instrument Company with his son, ultimately to branch out into Pye Radio Limited. Robert William Paul, who lived between 1869 to 1943, who had previously worked for Elliott Brothers, the early computer people, trained as a scientific instrument maker at City and Guilds College in London. In 1903, he introduced the UniPivot galvanometer. The UniPivot galvanometer proved to be very successful, and within a few years a large number of variants and accessories for a wide range of electrical measurements were being made. Robert Paul continued to work with the enlarged organisation for the rest of his life. He also became a cinematic pioneer in the 1890s. Eric Balliol Molin, from 1893 to 1963, was a Cambridge Professor of Electrical Engineering and President of the Institution of Electrical Engineers. He invented the first vacuum tube voltmeter, which he described in a paper to the IEEE in December 1922. We then went through the schematic of an earlier potentiometer, including sensitive galvanometer, precision switched potentiometer, rheostat, inbuilt 2x1.5 volt batteries, and Western standard cell. The Cambridge potentiometer was originally created to check the accuracy of thermocouples to 100 millivolts, and with a volt slash ratio box for voltages up to 500 volts, and with a variety of shunts, current up to 1,000 amps. Issues with rheostat and possibly the standard cell Western 1.018 volts. We are waiting on the manual for this one, and then we'll take it apart and see if we can repair it. We then demonstrated the measurement of a very low voltage to 5 to 6 decimal places, providing parts in 1,000 accuracy. These days it has been replaced with accurate digital multimeters. We measured 0.010648 volts. The 6th decimal point is an estimate, but not bad for a 1950s device. Next, we showed two Morse keys. The first key was an AWA ship's key that is fully insulated and is beautifully made with roller bearings and was manufactured by the Marconi Company, MIMC. The second key was the Department of Civil Aviation Western Region key on a cast iron base. We then had a taster for a future DATV night where we will feature a radio code radiation detector, which includes a radiation detector, dosimeter and spectrometer. We take a fortnight's break, as next Wednesday night is our presentation night. See you in a fortnight, says Justin, VK7TW. Training and assessments. Our next REST training and assessment day will be on the 24th of February. The training schedule for 2024 has been set, and so foundation license training and all license assessment days will be held on the following Saturdays: 24th of February, 27th of April, 29th of June, 24th of August, and the 26th of October. Other sessions can be organised if there is enough interest and people wanting assessments and training. If you are thinking of booking for training or assessments this year, then please let Reg M at VK7KKK, the REST Learning Organiser, know by phoning him on 0417 391 607 or via the REST website contact form. Check out the REST Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And there's 73s from Reg, VK7KKK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3640 megs, commencing at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF/RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the North and at Northwest, and RJG on 438.55, negative 7 meg offset, and in the south RAF on 146.650, negative 600 kilohertz offset. CTSS is tone of 141.3 hertz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave curso party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 megs FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. And then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA / WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. TestNet CW course on 3580 from 7pm until 7:30, and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 until about 8:30pm. NTARC coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10am until noon in the Rochelle club rooms. NTARC club technical nights Wednesday the 28th of February and will commence at 6:30pm through till about 10 at the club room Archer Street in Rochelle. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8pm local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30pm local, Northwest Tassie 2m DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. Northwest SSTV nights Monday the 26th of February, hosted by Eric VK7 Echo Victor from 7:30pm using VK7 RMD 70cm repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events: REST, February the 7th, presentation on the Surf Life Saving Tasmania Radio Network with Greg Bird at 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC on February the 14th, annual general meeting and general meeting NTARC Club Rooms, Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle from 7:30pm. REST, February the 18th, annual general and special general meeting preceded with a free sausage sizzle from noon, and the meeting starts at 1pm at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. REST on March the 6th, Space Junk and Amateur Radio with Mars Butterfield Addison from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader is VK7RI. Repeaters: REST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, VK7 Juliet Hotel, and VK7 Delta Charlie. On 160 metres, VK7 Golf Sierra, 80 metres, VK7 ALH, 40 metres, VK7 JGD, 20 metres, VK7 DG, 10 metres, VK7 VKT, UHF CB24, VK7 FMAC, and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the south. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast on VK7WI for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio Newsgroups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s and season's greetings, and stay safe from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.